And it's time once again for our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Flachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, welcome again this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. We've been focusing on connections, and we've got another show for you today that's tied into that topic. And we're going to be using a kind of a bullseye analogy on today's show, right? Where are we going here?
Okay. Well, I want to remind everybody how important we are to each other, and that everything we do and every decision we make has something to do with either the presence or the absence of other people. And so, you know, last week we talked about trauma and how having the absence of something can make us feel like we're dying. Mm. And so we want to think in terms of a bullseye. So everybody knows what a bullseye looks like. It's a bunch of circles with ever-increasing size.
Right.
Picture ourselves right in the middle, all by ourselves. That's us. And a bullseye, those skills that we have inside of us, our ability to regulate our emotions or ask questions or problem solve, that's us. The next layer is our family, the people that are a part of our lives, whether we choose them or not, we're all related, so we know they're always there. The next is friends, and then community. And that would be things like school, your volunteer work, your church, your job. And then, of course, there's that whole world of strangers that we don't know, but we know that exist. What we know is that when big changes come, we kind of have to do a reset. So I'm thinking, I see a lot of kids as they're getting ready to go to college, and they want to go. They are ready to go, and yet it's a very scary experience. You know, okay, where's the cafeteria?
Yeah.
What's my roommate going to be like? Will people like me? Can I do this? Am I smart enough?
Right.
All this stuff comes up, even though they've been absolutely fine and they're going to be fine. So what we do is when we think about that bullseye, that's like our safety net. Okay, so the first thing you do is take a look at yourself, because that's what you got. What skills do you have? Are you good at going out and reaching out to people? How would you approach your professor or your teacher or your roommate? Talk about those things. Your family. This is when, you know, you start calling your mom a little more. You probably talk to her more than when you were sitting in the house, you know, because you're passing. Hey, how do you do this or whatever? That transition time, you rely on those people who are closest to you to kind of like, okay, I'm still okay, I'm still okay. Your friends, what are they doing in their schools? How did you make friends before? We use that safety net of that. Go visit them at another college and see how things are going.
Sure.
And then we think about, what skills, you know, how? Because jobs and community and volunteer work, they give us like a formal way to interact with people. It's easy if you're working at the store, you know what to say to somebody. Thanks for shopping at wherever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you make friends that way or you're with your coworkers.
Right.
And then you think about, okay, and how do I interact with strangers? How closely do I want to let them in or keep them out until I really know who they are? Those things are our safety net. They're like our reset button. So any big thing, when you go away to school, when you get married, when you move to another part of the country, that is our invisible safety net, where we think about all the layers of support that we have, and we call on that. That makes those opportunities of change to be for growth, not to become a trauma. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it helps. I mean, when you deal with that kind of upheaval, whether it's a new job or new environment, new neighborhood that you're living in, you start with that center part of the bullseye, work your way out, and you can just handle it a little easier. Because the big point you make, I think, is you've done it before, you've made friends before, you've adapted to new scenarios before, it can be done again.
Right, and you just have to call on those memories.
Absolutely. More resources on this topic and all the ones we've discussed, especially on these recent connection shows over the last several weeks. You can find it all at safeharboril.com. And of course, we invite you to tune in next Monday for our next installment of Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Flachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you next week.